Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Efron.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and educate each other on films. Now, it's all about the films that we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, we sit down in the studio and we watch a film and then we talk about what we loved, hated, and rated. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along at home, then join us every Thursday to hear what we thought of the film. This week's film, it is the first film of Series 4. Yes, Series 4. It is My Choice, and in case you missed the trailer, it is the Disney Channel classic High School Musical. But before we get in to talking all things High School Musical and returning in style to Series 4 of the Sofa Cinema Club, how's your week been, or how have your weeks been?
How long has it been?
Two and a half months, I think, maybe.
2.5 months, that's flown. That has flown, actually.
First time we've spoke to each other since.
Yeah, we don't speak unless it's the podcast, which is a bit weird, which I think the audience would think, oh, you really get on, you lads. We don't.
No, we don't.
We don't. And then we only speak now and we just put on the banter, but we don't get on. But Series 4, that sounds like really professional, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just think that little idea, that little project that we had as...
Oh, here we go. I said we.
I got asked this earlier, whose idea was the podcast? And I said, well, depends which person you speak to.
It was Ben's, really, wasn't it? I mean, we wouldn't have done anything.
There we go, eventually.
We wouldn't have done anything.
No. Eventually, the truth is out. Don't even try and claim that, Colton.
We had the car, but we had no wheels. Ben put the wheels on and jumped
right
in the driving
off.
Seat.
You had a door. You had no wheels, steering wheel, windscreen, radio, petrol engine. Series 4, though, lads, let's give us all a pat on the back. Audio always as well. Amazing, Series 4. But Coulson, I think we have to go to you first because you've been very busy, haven't you, in our gap.
I have been busy, yeah.
Do you want to tell us what you've been doing? Little side project?
Yeah.
What do they call it? They call it something, don't they? Side hustle.
My side hustle.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, like Jack sells Lego on eBay.
I thought about the Taj the other day. I thought about it. It made me laugh that you built it, dropped it, sold it.
Yeah.
Come on then, Coles, tell us.
So, I've made a film. I made a short documentary. Started making it back in November last year and finally finished it about a month ago, and the trailer dropped on Monday. So when you're listening to this, the trailer is out and then the full film comes out on the 2nd of June. It's called Bored of Being the Fat Kid, and it's kind of my story about the last whirlwind of a kind of 15 months and my relationship with food and weight loss and my newfound love for running. And it's all a bit of a tie-in. I kind of saw it as an opportunity to have my say, tell my truth in my own way. So, I partnered up with a very talented man called Tim Royal, and we made a documentary together, and I'm really happy with how it's come out. And I would be lying if I said I wasn't shitting it for everyone to see it.
Yeah, but you would, because it's just you, isn't it? And it you've nothing to fall back on and let other people sort of carry you through. I mean, it's just you in the film.
Yeah, and it's almost scarily like honest and open.
I think the questions probably help you with that.
Well,
I
was actually going to tie this in. Probably a lot of that comes down to the questions. So the documentary has a master interview in it, which you won't have seen. Yeah, you will have seen the if you've seen the trailer, you will have seen the bits of the master interview. And I was put through my paces by Ben, who asked all the questions for me to basically. We had the conversation, didn't we, Ben? You know, yeah. you helped me with deciding that this was a thing that I wanted to do. And you've been through it all with me. You've been my flatmate. We've shared a bed together for the past...
Oh, that's a cracker. We've opened that one on series four. Hold on. Caught me, blindsided me there.
Sorry. We shared a two-bed flat together.
The slip is out. The slip is out.
So Ben kind of was by my side through it all. And yeah, he basically said, look, I wanted to lose that persona of being a showman. Like, you've all heard me on the podcast when I switched the voice on and you know how it changes. So I just wanted to make sure that for this, I was Coulson, it was true to myself, and I was honest. And to get there, we decided that Ben kind of interviewing me was going to help.
You were very honest, Coulson, very hard, very exposing, like you say. We hide, all three of us hide behind a bit, don't we? We have a character on screen. It's not us. This is us. But on screen, it's not us. And then even on this, you're not going into... You're not going into the really deep stuff, and you're hitting some really deep stuff there, Coulson. I admire you for that. It's big stuff.
It's good fun.
1 billion views.
Yeah, hopefully. And now I'm a documentary maker. I will be leaving the podcast. So over to you two. But no, it's good to be back, isn't it? It's nice to kind of have our little thing, have our banter, have our crack.
And we've kind of gone. So series 3 started in lockdown. Series 4 is starting as we're coming out.
We actually, I think, we'll talk a little bit more about what you two have been up to, but we have got some really exciting stuff coming up in the podcast, haven't we? We've sat down in our months off and we've really thought about what we can do to take the podcast to the next level, and we're really excited for you guys to be part of it. And part of that is... we are bringing out a bonus episode, which I'm sure you're all very excited to hear about after Jack really bigged it up in the trailer on social media.
That did well, make you kind of just all turned to me. I got my own close-up and everything. And you kind of just like, what? I'm the one who's going to drop all the information. So I give the title.
We've got an extra episode.
It's called Sofa Cinema Club.
It was funny. It did look like you get caught out. What? Me?
I did.
Yeah.
Completely did.
He's like, I'm not here for this. I only do Jack's Hidden Gems, me. That's all I'm here for.
I'm covering Hidden Gems and facts. This isn't my job. It's like we went to the council. So my bin hasn't been collected. Not my job. I do Jack's Hidden Gems and facts. I don't do trailing for new episode, thank you.
I'm going to spin it over to my more capable partner of Ben to tell us what we're expecting.
So it's called Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, which is a play on E.T. and terrestrial television.
Which Jack didn't understand.
No. It's not that Jack didn't understand.
Oh, dude.
We wanted a bonus episode, what Ben will tell you about what it is. As producer, Ben came up with extraterrestrial. So obviously it's a play on of E.T. And I was going off the extra bit and I didn't listen to the terrestrial bit. And obviously it is about what's on TV, terrestrial TV as well. So I think that's a.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly it. So in our podcast, we get... in this modern day and age, you can pick any film, can't you? You can get any film. Like we say a film, you can rent it, you see it on Netflix or Amazon or whatever. But back in the old days, these two won't remember, but back in the old days, you were bound by what was on telly. And actually, sometimes you had to watch a film that you might not want to watch, but you had to watch it and actually get something from it or whatever. So we had an idea that instead of picking films just from like streaming services or whatever, we would look at the listings that week or the week of the podcast, so next week. Look, it might not be a banger, but it will be something that we think is good and worth a watch. And you might not have seen it. You might think, oh, the Sofa Cinema Club lads, I've mentioned that. Because actually what we're picking every time is big films, aren't we? And actually sometimes it's nice to put something else.
And not everybody has Netflix, Now, Amazon, Sky TV. So it's them films that are on, you know, through the week, Saturday, Sunday, that you can catch on terrestrial TV. But we will tell you more about that on Monday, the 31st of May, when it's the first ever episode of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, perfect. A little bonus to carry you over in the week.
So aside from that, what have you two been up to? Obviously, I've seen a lot of you, Ben. I've got a funny story about you that I want to share as well, because I set off my morning run this morning and I went to turn onto the canal path and I went, I cannot go down there. And why is that, Ben?
So in the podcast, over the other three series, I've had some altercations with animals. We had bats, we had ticks on balls.
I had a rat land on me, remember?
You had a rat land on you. Actually, fair play, I forgot about that. It's quite shocking. So, look, the theme of this podcast generally is animal attacks.
It's not about films. It's not about Ben's films. Animal
it's
encounters.
About our days in wildlife.
Our new bonus ep, Ben's Animal Encounters.
So, I said to Colson, you can run down the canal, can't you?
Yeah.
And you run down the canal, it's quite nice, and you go past the football stadium, whatever, you run down. I come down to go for a run, and there's geese, aren't there?
Yeah, there is.
So normally, the geese don't give you a mind, do they? They're like, all right, Ben, you're going for a run. I go, yeah, going for a run, geese. You go and flap your wings. Why they're there, they could pick anywhere. They can fly. They could literally pick anywhere. They're in a canal there. Why don't you go to, like, the Lake District?
Not the Bridgewater going through Trafford Industrial Estate.
Yeah, so there I am, running through Trafford. And there's a goose, Canada goose, with its chicks. But it's on the path. So I turn, and I'm, like, right opposite it, running, and it goes... the full hiss, and it's big, Jack. It's like that big fuckers.
And they make themselves look massive. When they flap, they make themselves look huge.
So it took off. It took off at me.
Yeah.
Pinned me against the wall, full flap. And I'm like, and it's giving me the foot. I said, I'm thinking, I'm not going anywhere near you babies, you chicks. Yeah. I'm just running through. And I tell you what, I ran. But then I ran and I was like, a bit panicked. But oh, God. I was all right. You know, actually, it was fine. It just wore me off and that was fine. But of course, there's like another 10. So then I can't go back. And I'm going forward, and every time I go past one, I go, it's like talking to them. No dramas, nothing here, just go for a run, please. Do you not want to upset them?
There's that old saying as well that a goose can break your arm, isn't there?
Is there?
And also, you don't want to stress them out.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why they're so aggressive, but I've had an encounter as well, and they are turning more and more aggressive. And to the point where Ben said, there is like 10 along this stretch of the canal. At the moment, I run to certain heart rates. And as I see one, my heart rate flies up because of the anxiety that it's going to attack me. But they're nasty. They are. They're nasty animals.
So I came back to the flat thinking animal encounter. And I go, I've just been. Colson goes, oh, goose on the towpath. Yeah, got me. It's like a known thing.
Meant to tell you. I went, there's two that are really nasty. Like, and they try and pin you against the wall. They're awful. They're nasty. But they've obviously been bothered, haven't they? But yeah, wildlife watch on the keys.
That's it. Jack, what you been up to, kiddo?
I made a film in the couple of months off. I got asked to do a short film. Actually, the guy who made your documentary, Tim Royal, he put me in touch with the makers of this short film.
The guy who made your short film graded my documentary.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
it's
hello.
A family affair.
It's a film sandwich.
It's Sofa Cinema Club Network.
Shipper, can we talk about your hair when you were going for that film? So the hairdressers opened, didn't they? You had full lockdown, 3 month hair. I went, oh, didn't fancy getting it cut. I can't. I'm growing it for the part.
Well, I say growing it for the part. The thing is, I wanted a trendy haircut, but it didn't quite suit the role, really.
So you grew it for the part and it didn't...
I didn't grow it for the part. I just grew it to look a little bit shit, if that makes sense.
A bit dishevelled, yeah.
Just a bit, yeah.
Because obviously you always look 10 out of 10, don't you, in normal?
What, and yeah, tell us, Jack, what do you, how did it go? What do you think?
It's really good. It's just a short film. It's 5-10 minutes long. That's it. And it's a horror film. And I've always wanted to be in a horror film. Because, as you know, Colson, I'm a big horror buff, film buff fan. So, yeah, it's, I was quite pleased that I managed to be involved in one.
When does it come out, Jack? Do you know?
Well, when he's sort of... The guy's got to sort of grade it and edit it and everything and put it all together and... Obviously, I mean, most of the time, you'll know, Ben, won't you? The post-production, when making a film, takes longer than actually shooting the film.
Yeah. And actually, it's extraordinary what... I mean, and Colson will know this now, having done a film, how much you can change, the completely change the film in the edit, in the grade, how hard it is to get the sound right. Yeah, there's a lot goes in. It's not... It is almost 50% of the film or more. You can completely change someone's performance. And did you find it different from the day-to-day at work? How did you find it?
Well, obviously, we were sort of filming it in COVID times, so it was still trying to keep your distance. Lots of, what are those, flow tests?
Lateral flow, yeah.
Yeah, them. So it was a little bit weird, but... we managed to get it done. And do you know what? Yeah, director, really good, really nice guy, Jay Roby. Really enjoyed working with him. Gave me really good notes and everything. And yeah, sort of like took like the first, second take. Didn't dick about, which is always great. No, we loved it. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yes, yeah.
It was very, very similar to how we work at work, funnily enough. And because I didn't know what to expect, whether they would be, it'd be like filming a commercial, you know, and where they take time over the smallest detail. But funnily enough, no, it's like an hour or so on each scene, moving on, done, next.
How does it compare to the other short film that you've done with the director?
Well, I had more to do in that short film. That was a bigger, that was more like, that sort of film that we did, Ben, that was more like a theatre piece, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was just two characters, one room, one set.
Yes. For 20 minutes. A different type of film. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, shall we talk about a film that you haven't written and directed? I mean, if you did write and direct this film...
How much would your head have fallen off if I was sat here now?
The first time I found out that Gunny was in Hannah Montana, it would have been that times 10.
I was Zac Efron.
Yeah.
No, I was the coach. I was the dad coach. So go on, hit us, Coles.
So, High School Musical is a Disney Channel original movie that follows the love story of Troy and Gabriella. So Troy Bolton is the basketball star at East High School.
What a great name. Come on.
Great name.
Great name. What's your name? Troy Bolton.
When they picked that, they didn't know that there's a town in England called Bolton, did they?
No, but
I don't think they did know that.
Troy Bolton.
Gabriella is this girl who is about to move to a different school. Troy and Gabriella meet on holiday at a New Year's break, and it just happens that the new school that Gabriella moves to is Troy's school. So it's kind of like an early love interest that kind of follows itself to their hometown of Albuquerque. What a town Albuquerque is. So Troy is the basketball star. Gabriella is this brainiac, but she wants a new start, and she has kind of seen Troy sing, and they sang together on holiday. And the story of High School Musical kind of follows Troy finding out who he wants to be when the school has already decided who he is.
Hello, hello, Coulson. Hello.
Very much like my own life.
Coulson Bolton.
And Gabriella is this character who is trying to make an impression at a new school, but a different impression to what she's always been. It's got singing, it's got dancing, it's got basketball, it's got a lot of fear, and it's almost, it's a love story, isn't it? Had you seen it before?
I've never seen this film before. When it came out 2006, I'm 18 years old. There's not a cat in hell's chance an 18-year-old is going to sit and watch High School Musical.
Is there not? I'm 22.
Yeah, I just was thinking that. I watched it yesterday.
At the time as it came out, do you know what I mean? Definitely not.
It's more my sister's generation, and I think Hannah's about 26 now. Is it a film you'd seen, Ben?
Yes, actually. Funny enough, my daughter, I did watch it with my daughter. She's older now. And she straight away went, High School Musical 2's better. she likes it. But it is part of something that you do watch with your kids. They're good. Disney films are good. You know what you're going to get. When their kids are young, they love them. So it's like, it's a win-win, really. They do it very well. So I had seen it. I think I'd seen it twice before.
I didn't realise. I did some research into it. It didn't go to the cinema. This was a TV movie.
It's got advert breaks in it, Jack.
Right.
It goes to black, doesn't it? It's got four advert breaks.
Yeah.
Because I remember, obviously, we spoke about this before on the podcast. I grew up on Disney Channel. 724, Disney Channel and Disney Channel Plus One. It was what?
Is that the number?
I love that. Hello, yeah. 724. I know that. The numbers on his remote control were wiped away at 724.
Yeah, literally, 724 were like blurred. You couldn't tell which ones they were. So me and my sister used to get home from school and we used to stick the Disney Channel on. And there was obviously a little bit of build-up, a little bit of promo, but High School Musical was going to be this film that was going to come out on a Sunday. And it came out, and I remember watching it for the first time, and no one knew what it was. There was no TV show of it before. It just came out, and it was this film with really catchy songs.
I think it was the first time Disney had done that.
Yeah.
Like, promoed a big film for TV. Almost like it's a cinema release, but actually put it onto a Disney Channel first.
For my generation, it is, I don't think there's many people that haven't seen it, sort of thing, and that don't know the songs. And it's almost a cult film for, you know, my generation and for kids now, still, I think.
They start off in that karaoke competition. It's New Year's Eve, is that right?
So they're on like a holiday, aren't they?
Yes. And it's like, it looks like it's all inclusive, doesn't it? And you've got kids club.
Yep.
And they're doing the karaoke and then they vote him to start singing, don't they? With her.
They've never spoke before.
And I love that when they go, I can't, I don't want to, I can't.
I don't know the words.
I don't know the words. Are you kidding? And they're amazing. I love that. That fucking absolutely every time just gets the shit. I can't possibly do this. And then suddenly it's on.
And the weirdest thing is, I remember, because I must have watched this film hundreds of times. And it's weird when you watch it now and you're like, oh, it's quite clear that Zac Efron isn't the singer, like, because you're watching him going, this could be the start of some, and it's clear that it's not him because the lip sings out of time, sort of thing.
I tell you what though, he does cheese well.
Oh, he's brilliant,
doesn't he? Cheese is hard. Cheese is hard to make it look like
you have to go full cheese.
But he does brilliantly.
It wasn't meant to be him. They offered it to someone from iCarly, which is like the big Nickelodeon show.
Oh.
Nickelodeon basically said, you're our kid, you can't go to Disney.
So was this his big break, Efron's big break?
Yeah.
And had she been, Vanessa Hutchins, is it?
Yeah. I don't think she had done anything. I think it was kind of introducing both of them, really. And she can hold a note, can't she? She can sing, sort of thing.
Yeah, but come, throughout the film, she's shite.
What?
She's not great. Ooh, at everything.
Are we talking acting here?
Just sort of everything. Her movement, everything. Oh. She's not great. He's good. Don't get me wrong. Efron. I'm a big fan of Efron. I think he's very good in all of his films. From what I hear from interview wise.
Nice hello. Guy.
Hello.
Oh, friend. Behind the scenes things that he's very professional. and gets involved with all of his characters and his acting and everything. And I do think he's very talented and very good. I think he can sing and he can dance and he can act.
Triple threat. You've called him this before, triple threat.
I have. And I don't think she's very good at all. I'm jumping ahead. There's that scene when she's crying and she's just got the droplet of water just going down her emotionless face.
All I'm seeing is you absolutely pissing all over Coulson's dreams. I'm seeing his heart break as you say it.
It's all, you know, the podcast is almost like a court case. Like, you raise a point and then I am the defence. So,
That's very good. That's the. I love that. And now the prosecution can speak. Jack B. Shepherd.
So, in the defence of the film, basically, it is a TV movie and it is their first job and they are kids and you can tell that, and there's some big numbers in there which must have taken some time, and the whole thing was done in 24 days. Like that, to turn that round in a month is a big effort.
But also, those kind of films don't require the full Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, which was shit.
no talking from the stands, please, Mr. Smith. Contempt of court. Listen to the fucking judge. But the cheese is the most important bit of that burger, not the super emotion.
I get that. And Kenny Ortega will give you that. I think he's... I'm a big fan of Kenny. I always have been.
Kenny Ortega will give you that. I need Kenny. I need cheese now.
What else has he done, Jack?
Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, Hocus Pocus. And Kenny was Michael Jackson's choreographer for years.
Oh.
So nice. Doing all the backup dancers and everything. And he was actually directing that This Is It sort of tour, you know, that Michael Jackson was doing before he died.
Yeah, the last one.
And Kenny also got MJ to ring Zac Efron on the set.
Yeah, I've heard this story.
Like a big good luck message and everything. So that's nice. But Kenny, no, I think he's a very talented director. And he's from musical theatre. I think all those dance sequences of them in the basketball court, whenever there's the big numbers.
Tight.
Very tight, directed very well. The dances are very good. I just think the rest of it falls a bit apart. And when I was watching it, we talked about the beginning of the film and they're on holiday, they meet on holiday, and then lo and behold, they're at school and she joins school. Oh my God, it's amazing. I was watching it thinking, is this Greece? This is literally Greece, isn't it? It's the exact same story of Greece.
Yeah.
And then I looked into it, and it was meant to be Greece 3. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
No.
High School Musical was going to be Greece 3, and it was going to be Danny and Sandy's kids.
Really?
Ooh. Now, I assume that Danny and Sandy's kids must have been... What's she called? What's she called?
Vanessa Hudgens.
No, the other girl.
Gabriella.
Her.
Sharpay and Ryan.
I think them two were Danny and Sandy's kids because they were brother and sister.
Did Danny and Sandy stay together in Greece?
Danny and Sandy were in it. Travolta was in it. Olivia Newton-John was signed up for it. And one thing didn't happen, another thing didn't materialise. Rizzo was going to be in it.
This has blown my mind.
Yeah. And it was going to be Grease-free.
Because High School Musical was the working title. And then they was like, well, it fits perfectly. It's in a high school and it's a musical.
But maybe Grease 3. I wonder if Grease 3 was owned by someone else, not Disney.
It was, because Disney were going to have to pay the producers, who the people who own the rights to Grease. And they went, oof, that's a lot of money. Let's just change the title.
Well, they're laughing now because I bet it's made more money than Grease.
Ooh, I don't know.
I bet it has. Free films. Massive franchise.
I remember watching Grease when I was a kid and it came out. Remember, it had an enormous cinema release, Grease. Enormous. Like, everyone at school saw Grease. That was like, it was back in the day when one or two big, big movies came out and everyone had to see them. And that was one of them.
Was it like this in your school, though, Coles? Had everybody seen High School Musical on the Disney Channel?
Yeah, it was. It was the big thing, sort of thing. It was the big film. And it was more the songs, Jack. So, at our school, we had a thing called Cast Factor, which was
Cass High's take on the X Factor.
Fucking Cass Factor. Hello, welcome back to Cass Factor. Or is it, hello, welcome back to Cass Factor?
They keep emailing me asking me to come back and host it.
You go, Coulson, your fruited judges.
Houses. Where are they, your mums?
And people just sang the songs, Jack. People sang the songs, people wanted to do the dance. I mean, people didn't want to be in High School Musical probably as much as I wanted to be in High School Musical. Like, my school obviously wasn't
fucking
High School Musical.
Cass Factor.
But I wish it was.
Cass Factor. I mean, fucking Coast, that's fucking brilliant.
But hang on, it's Cass short for...
Castleford. Cass Factor. Castleford High School.
What are we going to call it, guys? I don't know.
Cass Factor.
I'm going to throw something out there. Cass Factor. Oh, my word, it's brilliant. Cass Factor, hello.
And then we had a kid, really talented, actually, called Jack Walton, who, like, went on the X Factor, got through to the, like, live shows, blah, 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 and he just used to fucking win Cass Factor every year, didn't he? No one else used to bother. So, like, if he got to the lives on X Factor... He's back again, singing the same song. He's won again.
And did he quote Cass Factor as starting him in his career? I owe all to Cass Factor.
Well, I won Cass Factor, so now I'm going to give it a go on the X Factor. So no, as to what Jack was saying, school was obviously school, but if I went to East High and I was on the basketball team, I would have been a lot happier in my childhood. That's not what you were saying. I've just tried to...
No, that wasn't at all, but you came in with your... And a happy childhood.
You
and
came
went,
in with your dream.
If I'd lived in that film, Ben and Jack, I would have been very happy, and I didn't. I was left with Cass Factor, and it's fucked me up. All I got was Cass Factor.
It's a real toss-up, this, because it could be as big... For me, it's as big a film as Hannah Montana. So I've delayed picking it for a very long time. Like, it could have been episode 3, really, this film, because it's fucking massive for me. But it has, obviously, I have changed a lot as a person since 3 years ago.
So who are you in High School Musical? Where would you place yourself? You're at school. It's your first day.
I'm probably Gabriella. It just shrugged me off because I want to be Troy, but I'm not, am I? I'm Gabriella, the fucking girl.
Are you not, is it Zeke? Are you not Emu Bakes?
I bake. I love to bake. Shubu, Sean, Abacabat. By the way, I have a whole playlist called Camp Running. And like the description on Spotify is if 12-year-old me ran, and it's like 7 hours long, and it literally is just full of Disney, and it's all High School Musical.
So High School Musical, what's top three numbers High School Musical, Coulson? Top three tunes?
It's got to be...
At three.
Head in the Game.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh. Hello, okay. That's the one where they're playing basketball?
Yep.
It's dancing. Two?
See, I'm going to go two is... Breaking Free.
Yes.
What's that? How's that go?
We're breaking free.
Soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can see.
I like that one.
They're all chart toppers. Like, they're bangers. And top of the list for... I mean, I'd be interested to see what other people think about this. But
well, it's got to be We're All In This Together, hasn't it?
No.
What?
Stick to the Status Quo.
No, that's bullshit. Stick to the Status Quo's like fourth.
What's that go? How's that go?
If you want to be cool, don't mess with the fool. Stick to the Status Quo. Stick to...
No, that's shit. That one, the second one, is my favourite.
It's a tough one, actually. It is a tough one, because Breaking Free is the big number. It's the coming together, isn't it?
It isn't. You're missing the big one. The big one that they all
You
sing.
Like the credits, don't you? We're all in this together.
That's the big... That's
all
it.
All in
that's...
this... It's cack. That's not doing it for me. I'm finished. That's not a big number. It's a finisher.
It's on the running playlist, Jack, but it's not in the top.
It's not an encore song, is it, Jack? We're not going to say encore to Troy Bolton and he's going to come out with that.
To be fair, I get what Ben means. Breaking Free, it is the chart topper, innit?
The one that the crowd remember, the one that they want at the end. If you go and see the Stones at Glastonbury.
Jumping Jack Flash.
No, Satisfaction. You've got to see Jagger do that. Everything else can go out the window.
He's gone big there. He's gone High School Musical to Jagger. Crikey, Satisfaction.
Here's one for the Sofa Cinema Club family. We'll get a post on Instagram. We want, from one down to three, your top three songs from High School Musical.
And it's High School Musical 1. We're not having any of
that.
We're
not having the rest of it.
We'll do this feature again in 3 weeks' time when I pick number two.
And then we'll announce the audience's top three. I'd be interested. I think that number two, what was it called?
Breaking Free
is the one.
Let's get back to talking about the actual story. Because, yes, Jack's going to talk about how the story has holes in, but it is kind of, it is a love story, isn't it?
Well, the writer compared it to fucking Romeo and Juliet.
Who did?
Do you know that? The writer of the film.
Wait, look, you're not going to get anything off Coulson there, are you?
One issue of it is, it's a little bit like Hairspray does it a little bit, but Hairspray does it better. So it is, it's the most popular kid in school is meant to be that he could never ever go out with this geek because they have nothing in common. Whereas actually, he's the best looking lad in school. She's the best looking girl in school. That's kind of where it goes a little bit wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because really, she's not the geek. She's this stunning singer and he's this stunning singer and they're meant to be together.
But there's also that tale of him, you know, that bit where they set up a camera and saying, look, where do your loyalties lie? And he goes, with you guys, the basketball, I love the basketball, and kind of coats her off. There is him coming to terms with he's got to be who he is, which is this singer, or do both lives, isn't he?
That's the bit that I would relate to me and not Gabriella, because he doesn't want to be the basketball kid, he wants to be the kid who can sing and dance.
And that's you want to be the kid who can sing and dance.
But I can't sing and I can't dance.
and you can't play basketball. It's a cruel life. It's a cruel life.
That's why I'm Gabriella. So Ben, I want to question you on a character, because I reckon this is your top character in the film.
Oh, hello. Hello, go.
Miss Darbus.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
She's the drama teacher.
Drama teacher. Brilliant. She could have done more with it. She could have gone a bit further, I think. She pulled it back, but some of the stuff, my head was falling off. I mean, she could have been more brutal, I think.
Mm.
Like when she was saying about how you audition, you missed your audition. And then I loved it. You've missed your audition, you can't. And then they go up on stage, then they start singing, she goes, you're in for a recall. I love that. cheese, as if that ever happens. No, Darbus was my favourite. I loved her. I'd play Darbus. That'd be my chance.
I thought his dad was crap.
You said
absolute
this. He was awful. He was awful. Darbus, great. She blew him out. He didn't know what to do apart from talk about basketball. He had no depth.
I think he's on Cameo, the dad. Because I'm sure I've seen someone
We should have got him on.
Get a birthday message from Coach Bolton. Be like, hey, it's Coach Bolton. Have a great birthday. And there was, it might have even been on TikTok, there's like a famous video of him running around LA and these girls are following him in the car and they put the window down and they're like, Troy Bolton, Coach Bolton. And he turns around and he goes, get your head in the game, and just keeps running.
Can you imagine how many times he says, get your head in the game?
He's obviously dining out on the fact that he was Troy Bolton's dad, hasn't he?
Yeah. Darbus, brilliant. Who else is in it? Headmaster's dodgy.
The headmaster could have been really good. And he has that line anywhere. It's Darbus and Coach Bolton sitting in the office. And he's saying, no, drama is important. It's as important as sport, blah, 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 blah. And then after it all, he goes, that's that. Hey, coach, how's the team looking this year? Like, it could have been more, but he's just an actor that they've got in on 200 quid to say a line.
The other people around those two leads, the other kids, are very good.
Yeah.
Kids are.
No, but that's like a step up, Colt. Like, they were really, really good. When you see them dance in those big routines, they all don't miss a step. They're all tight. It works. They're better than the leads at doing it. If you watch, like, Efron, and they're good, but you look at the people behind them, they're really good.
Yeah, but some of them behind them were choreographers as well.
From what I've read, the casting call was for two parts, which was Troy and Gabriella. So they saw 600 lads and 600 girls and got the whole cast from casting two parts.
Right.
So basically, you went up for Troy and you got Chad. Like, that's kind of how they did it, was to see everyone.
Oh.
And basically to get the best of the best in. Then, obviously, a lot of the people are dancers, aren't they? And you can tell that, like, some of them are amazing dancers.
Really good. One of the... Here's a fun fact for you. One of the dancers in the show danced with someone we know on Strictly.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I saw him and I thought, God, I do recognise. I can't remember what his name is. But he went on to Strictly. He was good. They were all good.
What, as a professional dancer? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see that they're all very good. Yeah, Darbus. I played Darbus. Coulson is Gabriella. Jack, who are you?
I'm him who wears the tea causes on his head and all the watches.
Ryan?
Him, yeah.
See, I had you down as Sharpay, actually. The bitch.
You mean the lad who wears the trilby and does the dancing all the time?
Yeah. Has it always got fucking weird hats on?
Yeah, that's you. I like that. You could have been Sharpay, but I like that. Yeah. Those two are good, aren't they?
Sharpay and Ryan.
Well, I like them.
Was she not a name, Ashley Tisdale?
Yeah, I think
she'd
was.
Been on that Zach and Cody Sweet Life. Yeah. She was quite big on that. Yeah. She was already in with the Disney crowd.
Yeah, she was a Disney name sort of thing.
Yeah.
She probably was the biggest name going into it, really.
Mm.
So they get called back for the musical, then the other two, Jack and his sister, get a bit narked because they want to be the couple who do the musical every time, don't they? They do the recalls at the same time that he's got a basketball match on. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he can't do the recall.
Sharpay changes it, doesn't she? Sharpay basically says, if Troy Bolton is in our spring musicale, he's going to ruin everything. He doesn't care about the arts. He doesn't care about drama. This is all a joke. And Miss Darbus goes, do you know what? You might be right. Let's test him and let's change the recall to the middle of the basketball cup final. The Wildcats haven't won the cup final for years, since the years of Coach Bolton, Troy's dad. So it's a massive game. And Gabriella, with her newfound friendship group in, like, the Mathletes, has...
Mathletes.
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 A Mean Girls reference there. And she's obviously, she's at this big, like, geek fest, isn't she, sort of thing.
Mm.
But because there's been this fallout, Troy's off his basketball, Gabriella's off her maths, and Troy goes, do you know what? I have to make this work. And in true Romeo and Juliet style, he goes back to win her over.
I like that. In true Romeo and Juliet style.
Doesn't happen in Romeo and Juliet, but carry on.
He goes to win her over, doesn't he? He goes to apologise. He sees her mum and he says, look, Gabriella, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to sing with you. Let's do this together.
And I did it.
We'll never be able to do it, Troy. Everything's at the same time because of Darbus. And he was like, trust me, I've got a plan.
The plan is nobble the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
They nobble the Wi-Fi. They get up, audition. Do they get the part then?
Do you know what? I don't think she doesn't cast them, does she?
No.
It's never known.
But that's the end of the film, isn't it?
No, then they go back and have to win the cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't say it's the end of the film. We've not even had Jack's favourite song yet, Ben. Jesus.
It's not that it's my favourite song. It's just the one that people know.
Right, so they've won the basketball match and at the end, then, it's Jack's favourite song.
We're all in this together.
So do we inch towards ratings now?
Well, no, let's just talk about some critical acclaim that it got.
Won quite a lot, didn't it?
It didn't get much... The critics didn't really like it. It didn't get a very good score on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes, or the critics didn't really like it. The thing is, for me, this film, I don't think there's anything for the adults, really. And I'm a big fan of Disney. You know that, Coles. You know I love Disney films. And I don't think it was that great. But we'll get onto that later. But it got 7 million viewers over the US, which is massive for America. And then the sequel got 17 million viewers. And then it was the third one that was big enough to go to a cinema release. The third one got over $250 million. big money.
Coles, go on, hit us with the rating. You go first.
I thought Jack was talking about his critical acclaim. Is that it?
Well, that is it. He talked about the critical acclaim, which was none.
Well, before we rate it, let's just take a quick break.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, let's rate it. First time in Series 4. This will annoy you both because you will realise how far we actually haven't come during the South Cinema Club journey. It's a 10.
I'm going to lay it out there. I'm going to put it straight out. It's a 10. It's a 10.
No matter how much education you can give me on films, no matter how many films we can see, it probably always will be a 10. A bit like Hannah Montana.
You were saying at the beginning of the podcast calls that there is something you do see now looking back, that the singing's off because it's all dubbed, isn't it?
It's full of faults.
Yeah,
you can tell they did it in 24 days.
Yeah,
like it's full of faults. It's not perfect, but it just works. Great songs, good strong performances from young actors. The director's done a good job to tie it together. The choreography's mint. It's well written for a TV movie, and it's, for me, it's clearly timeless sort of thing. And for my generation, it is. Like, you know, I don't know how many people my age listen to this podcast, but I would like to think that they've all had a bit of a blast from the past and a trip down memory lane in listening to this.
Jack, you go now.
Shall I log off now?
No. Judging and basing my rating on what this film is, and it is a TV movie. It's not a film that was released at the cinema. I don't even know if we can even cover it on Sofa Cinema Club.
Bit fucking late now, Jack.
If we go back, there was once an episode that will never be heard by anyone that we disregarded, didn't we? Because it was a TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Tracy Beaker, the movie in the archives, gone forever.
Good. That aside, it's a TV movie, so it doesn't have the budget for what cinema movies get. I think Efron's very good. I do like him. And yeah, what Ben said, the kids are tight. They do knockout performances. The adults all seem to be a bit shit. There's no jokes for adults in there. The script's a little bit wet. The songs are very good. The dance breaks. I think Kenny's done an alright job with the dance sequences. It's not shot particularly well throughout, but the dance numbers are quite good. I'm going to go 4.5.
Oh my God.
I think that's really high.
It's a bit of a shitty thing to do, isn't it? Start of series 4.
4.5 is low.
Is it?
I think it's low for that.
You've gone away and you got harsh.
You're trying to compare it to fucking Goodfellas.
I'm not.
And it's not. It's fucking High School Musical.
My eyes were bleeding throughout most of it. I could just go like 2-1.
Yeah, we could all do that, Jack. We could all give it 0.
I'm going virtually in the middle because of what it is. It's a TV movie.
Come on, Price. Bring some class to this podcast, please, Ben.
So, I sat down to watch it because now my kids are older, none of them would watch it with me. I watched it on my own. Which was quite funny. I was like, crikey, what am I doing with my life?
Imagine if one of your mates rang you and they're like, what are you up to? Just watching High School Musical. What about you?
I don't want to tell them. Hold on to your hats.
Oh, fuck
you.
Hell.
Fucking what, wait what for
you
this shift.
What are
your
you heads doing?
Are falling up. I'll tell you what I'm fucking doing. I'm breaking all the rules. I thought about this. I thought about all the flack we get for fucking votes about this and about that. And people giving us, oh, it should be this or it should be that. And I thought, what was going on when I watched this film? What goes on when you watch film? Why do I love film? Why do we love film? Emotion comes into it. Story comes into it. What that film does for us in our lives, where we are in our lives. And I was looking at that film and I thought to myself, I've got to take it on what it is. I can't compare it into other films. I can compare it as it is for me, Jack. Not for you. You're comparing it however you want to do it. But for me, a Disney film, kids singing, tunes, 10.
You have lost your fucking mind. You have lost your mind.
Yeah,
I
have lost it.
No.
Jack, it works really, really well.
Absolute bollocks.
Okay, pick a film that in the third film is tripling, quadrupling it's the amount of people who watch it. Pick a film that's got tunes that you can remember. It's very good. It's a good, tight film.
You cannot go 10.
I've gone 10. It's not... I don't take it back. I'm a grown man. It's 10.
The script shit. It's not directed well.
Yes.
The acting shit.
Yes.
Where are you getting 10 from?
Because, hold on, Jack. There are always these films. John Wayne. Sean Connery. There are always actors. There are always films where you go, John Wayne's the same person every time. Massive star. Other people. Keanu Reeves, same person every time. Matrix. Terrible script. Other things, terrible script. For me, the whole package, I sat and watched that for an hour and a half and I switched off and I went, fair fucking play. I'm singing the little tune as I go off and I've gone, I've seen a mint film for what it is. I've seen a mint film for what it is. The budget, how quick they shot it and what they expected. I don't watch a film like that, Jack, to get emotionally involved with Troy Bolton.
This is bollocks. You say you fucking do.
No.
You say you watch a film to get emotionally involved.
But not High School Musical, Jack. I'm not sitting there going, oh, I'm going to get pulled my heartstrings pulled in High Street Musical.
Filmed in Eccles.
10.
That's
24.5.
You've lost your mind.
You just need to be happier, Jack.
24.5.
You've lost your mind.
Do you know what? I was giggling away 2 days ago when I was thinking about the score I was going to give this, and I didn't mention it to Coulson at all.
This is if we were on trial now. This is premeditated murder, Ben. You've literally.
I'm the judge. I'm not on trial. It's you two. I'm the judge. I can do what the fuck I like. Dismissed.
And I'm jumping out of court laughing and you're doing a 5-year stint.
I tell you what it is, it's when you've gone on Judge Judy and they interview you at the end, Jack, and you're completely fucked off because you lost.
So 24.5 out of 30 for the first rating of Series 4 of the Sofa Cinema Club. The first fallout, the first 10, the first double 10.
I'm fucking speechless.
So... the eagerly anticipated return of, cue the jingle,
Jack's hidden gem of the week.
You didn't sing and we've been singing musical all week, Coulson. You won't do it shit in Kaz Factor if you don't sing.
I'm waiting for you to get a professionally made
jingle. Yeah. We'll get Ken Ortega on it.
Hidden gem.
What's your hidden gem, Jackie?
My hidden gem this week, I was thinking, I had a film pick and I also had a doc, and I've decided to go for the doc, keep it on what we know. So this documentary is streaming at the minute on Netflix. It's just won an Academy Award for Best Documentary 2021.
Ah, hidden gem then.
Hidden gem. And it's my Octopus Teacher.
It sounds shit.
Have you not seen it?
I've seen it. It'd have been better if it was the octopus that predicted the 2008 World Cup in South Africa.
That, do you remember that?
That was a good octopus. Do you remember that,
that
Ben?
That was a good... Yeah,
no,
I do remember that.
It got,
I had this octopus.
It did the draw, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, I did.
All the way to the semi-final and then it died.
Oh, no.
So, octopus teacher, Jackson, and it's about an octopus.
I'll tell you. It's about this guy who, he quits his job, I think, and he wants to go find himself. So he lives off the coast of South Africa, I think he lives. And he's got the ocean, virtually, on his doorstep. And he decides to go swimming, go snorkeling every day. And he finds this octopus that lives in the coral, right where he lives. And he strikes up a friendship with this octopus, and octopuses don't really have any sort of connection towards humans or whatever. They're sort of like introverted creatures. They don't come out in the open if they know there's people about.
I know loads of people with octopus friends.
Listen, come on.
Hiya! Hiya, Mr. Octopus.
It is a very...
Are you off out for dinner tonight with... Oh, me too, mate. They're octopuses, but they're all right.
Right, you've seen the film Castaway, yeah?
It's that with an octopus.
You know, like that relationship that Tom Hanks has with the ball?
Wilson,
exactly. Yeah. I sort of like see glimpses of that sort of relationship. The octopus does remember him, and they do have this sort of friendship for a certain amount of time.
I have seen it.
It is very good. It's shot incredibly well. His cameras that he's got and the clarity and the colour, it looks fucking spectacular. It really does. And it is just him. It's just him telling his story. And it, yeah, honestly, it's worth a watch. And I can see why it won, really, because it is one of its kind. There's not other sort of documentary I can sort of compare it to, apart from that Grizzly Man. Do you remember that?
I do. That didn't end so well.
Didn't end quite well. But no, it's uplifting. That's what I think it is, this sort of documentary. So it's nice. It's a nice change. It's a nice change of what I usually pick.
I'm really looking forward to the follow-up documentary as well, which is Ben Price and the Friendly Geese.
My tick on balls teacher. I form a relationship with ticks. Mint. Okay, fine.
So, what film are we watching next Thursday?
So the film that we are watching next week is a Coen Brothers film, which I don't think we've covered the Coen Brothers on this podcast, and it is No Country for Old Men. Have you seen it?
Never seen it.
Perfect.
Is it a play as well, or is that 12 Angry Men?
12 Angry Men is a play, which is set in a court.
Bit like this podcast.
Two angry men and a very happy man.
So, no country for old men.
Yeah, that's what we're watching next week.
So, we will see you back here on Monday.
Monday. For the bonus ep, hello.
Yeah.
And a part of the bonus ep will also feature, obviously, Ben Reviews. One of the biggest sections in the podcast has been... Ben's reviews
moved.
It's been moved to a shitter slot. It's been moved. Oh no, get rid of that. It's a bit crap. When do you want to put Sunday afternoon? Yeah, so it's been moved by popular demand. It's been moved. Ben's brilliant. Now remember, say what you love about, talk about us, you know, about the new start series 4, what you're looking forward to, all those kind of things. Give us a little review and I will read them out on the bonus ep.
Part of the bonus ep is we want to hear more from you guys at home. We want to engage a little bit more with our audience. Hear what you think about the films that we're picking for the main eps. Hear what you like about films. And we just want to have a little bit of an open conversation with you through our Monday episode. So that comes out on Monday the 31st, Bank Holiday Monday. So we will see you there. And then we will see you back for the main episode on Thursday, where we're talking all things No Country for Old Men. In the meantime, you can keep in touch with us on social media at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter and Instagram. Send us all your messages on Instagram. You can email us. You can send us whatever you want.
Not whatever you want.
Good night, God bless.
Good night, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.